2017学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷初三英语 Part 1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解
Section A Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Are you familiar with the characters in this comic strip?
Are you familiar with the characters in this comic strip?
2. One can learn how to use the camera by attending this lecture.
One can learn how to use the camera by attending this lecture.
3. In Shanghai, there are many running events for people to take part in every year.
In Shanghai, there are many running events for people to take part in every year.
4. The first manned spacecraft was launched in 2003.With China's first astronaut on board.
The first manned spacecraft was launched in 2003 with China's first astronaut on board.
5. Dragon dance is a traditional Chinese skill and can often be seen in Chinese New Year.
Dragon dance is a traditional Chinese skill and can often be seen in Chinese New Year.
6. The whole family will go camping in the country park this weekend.
The whole family will go camping in the country park this weekend.
7. B.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Jenny, how did you find this lovely restaurant?
I happened to read some advertisements about it online.
Question. How did the woman know about the restaurant?Jenny, how did you find this lovely restaurant?
I happened to read some advertisements about it online.
Question. How did the woman know about the restaurant?
8. How was your journey?
Good, but the plane took off 20 minutes late.It should be at 2:30 p.m.
Question. When did the man leave the airport? How was your journey?
Good, but the plane took off 20 minutes late. It should be at 2:30 p.m.
Question. When did the man leave the airport?
9. Excuse me, can you tell me Helen's room number?
Sure, she lives in room 305, and I live in room 503.
Question. Which room does Helen live in? Excuse me, can you tell me Helen's room number?
Sure, she lives in room 305.And I live in room 503.
Question. Which room does Helen live in?
10. Do you like reading newspapers or magazines, Danny?
I'm a football fan. So my favorite is the monthly football magazine called Football Family.
Question. How often is the magazine published? Do you like reading newspapers or magazines, Danny?
I'm a football fan, so my favorite is the monthly football magazine called Football Family.
Question. How often is the magazine published?
Eleven. Could you please describe the robber, miss?
He looks young and wears a red hat and a blue coat. The color of his trousers is white.
Question. What color is the robber's coat? Could you please describe the robber, miss?
He looks young and wears a red hat and a blue coat. The color of his trousers is white.
Question. What color is the robber's coat? Twelve. What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like to buy my daughter a pair of shoes as a gift.
How about this pair? It's the new arrival of this season.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like to buy my daughter a pair of shoes as a gift.
How about this pair? It's the new arrival of this season.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 13. May I help you, sir?
I'm Tony White from China Daily, and I have an interview with Mr. Harrods about sports events.
Question. What might be Tony White's job? May I help you, sir?
I'm Tony White from China Daily, and I have an interview with Mr. Harrods about sports events.
Question. What might be Tony White's job?
14. What do you think of the book, The Lost World?
I have never read a better book than this, and the movie is exciting too.
Question. What does the girl mean? What do you think of the book, The Lost World?
I have never read a better book than this, and the movie is exciting too. And the movie is exciting too.
Question. What does the girl mean? 6. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
With more and more holidays and festivals around us, what do you enjoy most?Do you remember the last time you spent Chinese New Year with your family or friends? Nowadays, some Chinese are complaining online that Western holidays are bad for Chinese culture. They are calling for holidays like Christmas and Halloween to be stopped because the young people seem to enjoy celebrating them.And are forgetting about some of the China's more traditional holidays. So I'm going to tell the truth. We like these holidays because we get gifts and they are more fun. We go to 10 different family dinners during the Chinese New Year holiday period just to receive red packets. If nobody was giving them out, we would yell and complain.Refusing to stay at home. Similarly, we like Christmas because we get presents and we enjoy Halloween because of the free candy. Moreover, getting to dress up and scare people is great fun. And pumpkin carving is an activity that people of all ages can enjoy. Traditional holidays are important because they remind us of our history and culture. However, some of our traditions just aren't that interesting to young people. It is out of date itself. For all holiday traditions must remain the same as they were hundreds or thousands of years ago. So it might be time to create some new holiday traditions.
Now listen again, please. With more and more holidays and festivals around us, what do you enjoy most? Do you remember the last time you spent Chinese New Year with your family or friends? Nowadays, some Chinese are complaining online that Western holidays are bad for Chinese culture. They are calling for holidays like Christmas and Halloween to be stopped because the young people seem to enjoy celebrating them and are forgetting about some of China's more traditional holidays. So I am going to tell the truth. We like these holidays because we get gifts and they're more fun. We go to 10 different family dinners during the Chinese New Year holiday period just to receive red packets. If nobody was giving them out, we would yell and complain, refusing to stay at home. Similarly, we like Christmas because we get presents, and we enjoy Halloween because of the free candy. Moreover, getting to dress up and scare people is great fun. And pumpkin carving is an activity that people of all ages can enjoy. Traditional holidays are important because they remind us of our history and culture. However, some of our traditions just aren't that interesting to young people. It is out of date itself, for all holiday traditions must remain the same as they were hundreds or thousands of years ago. So it might be time to create some new holiday traditions.
Section D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Many people would be ready to just put their feet up if they made it to age 101. But Irene O'Shea, a 101-year-old great-grandmother from Australia, has recently become the oldest person in the world to skydive and jump out of the plane. The risk-taking, adventure-loving grandmother jumped from the South Australian sky at 4,267 meters. She kept a firm smile on her face. In her dive, Ms. O'Shea was at the speed of 220 kilometers per hour. This is a success for a woman who still drives and lives by herself. She was doing this to raise money for some disease research after her daughter passed away from the disease several years ago.
This is a way to raise money. We must find a solution for this disease,
said Miss O'Shea. Before her beating the world record, the record was set by UK-based Vernon Hayes, who jumped 4,572 meters from a plane when he was also 101 years old. This isn't the first time the active granny has performed a history-making jump. Ms. O'Shea surprised her family when she jumped from the plane in 2016. For Miss O'Shea, it was the most amazing thing she had done.
I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to doing another one,
she said. What a brave and caring great-grandmother.
Now listen again, please.
many people would be ready to just put their feet up if they made it to age 101. But Irene O'Shea, a 101-year-old great-grandmother from Australia, has recently become the oldest person in the world to skydive and jump out of the plane. The risk-taking, adventure-loving grandmother jumped from the South Australian sky at 4,267 meters. She kept a firm smile on her face. In her dive, Ms. O'Shea was at the speed of 220 kilometers per hour. This is a success for a woman who still drives and lives by herself. She was doing this to raise money for some disease research after her daughter passed away from the disease several years ago.
This is a way to raise money. We must find a solution for this disease,
said Miss O'Shea. Before her beating the world record, the record was set by UK-based Vernon Hayes, who jumped 4,572 meters from a plane when he was also 101 years old. This isn't the first time the active granny has performed a history-making jump. Ms. O'Shea surprised her family when she jumped from the plane in 2016. For Miss O'Shea, it was the most amazing thing she had done.
I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to doing another one,
she said. What a brave and caring great-grandmother. This is the end of the listening comprehension.